إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is His servant and His messenger. This morning, bi'idhni Allahi ta'ala, we like to start a new topic, and that topic is ahammiyat al-waqt fi hayat al-muslim, the value or the importance of time in the life of the Muslim. The importance of time in the life of the Muslim. And this is a topic that indeed is of the utmost importance. In the book that we just got finished reading, this during the week, earlier part of the week, one of the things that the Shaykh mentioned, Shaykh Sulaiman al-Ruhayli, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, one of the things that he mentioned from the causes or the reasons for the deviation of the youth, and rather it is a cause of deviation of any people, young or old, and that is the misuse of time, the wasting of time, especially the mismanagement of spare time. And it was one of the 14 matters that the Shaykh mentioned as the causes or reasons for deviation. And at the time when we mentioned it, I said that perhaps this topic requires a further discussion, a more detailed discussion. And alhamdulillah, yani we found a good discussion concerning this matter from Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad Al-Badr, Hafidhahumullah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. So the Shaykh, in this presentation, which he has entitled Ahammiyat Al-Waqt, Ahammiyat Al-Waqt, the importance of time, fi hayat al-Muslim, in the life of the Muslim, he has outlined yani a number of points related that prove the importance of time and the need to give care and attention to one's time and to manage one's time properly and to utilize it in the way of Allah. And he has mentioned a number of ayat from the Quran showing the importance of time, and he has mentioned also a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he began with a supplication that it would be good, yani it is befitting, it is becoming of us to memorize if we have not memorized it. The Shaykh began with a supplication that whoever didn't memorize it, it would be good to memorize it. And it is only 5 lines. So if a young man was here, and I don't, well, there's one young man there. If a young man was here, he could memorize it in one sitting. And even an old man who has a fairly good memory could memorize it in one day. If we took one line after every salah, one line that includes 5 or 6 words, and memorized one line, in one day we could finish it. If we don't have a good memory, inshallah, take 1 week, one line per day. Like, who cannot memorize 5 words in a day? One line a day and finish it. A supplication that is of the utmost importance, that deals with the rectification of your deen, the rectification of your dunya, and the rectification of your akhirah. So, yani the Shaykh begins with this supplication after praising and glorifying Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Shaykh, he said, إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُهُ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. That indeed the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His assistance. We seek His forgiveness and we turn to Him in repentance. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. And the Shaykh, he goes on to say, Hafidhahu Allah, may Allah protect and preserve him. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone and that He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions, all of them. After this, the Shaykh says, Ya ayyuhal ikhwa, O my brothers, I begin by greeting you with tahiyatul Islam, the greeting of Islam. Fassalamu Allah alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu. So the peace of Allah be upon you and his mercy and his blessings. And I ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to benefit me and to benefit you through this meeting, and to make it a meeting that is a meeting of khair, of good, and a meeting of barakah, blessings. And in the beginning of this meeting, which is dealing with ahammiyat al-waqt, the importance of time in the life of the Muslim, I supplicate with a confirmed supplication that is reported in the Sahih of Muslim from the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yad'u fayaqulu. And the Shaykh here mentions the supplication in the plural. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicated in the singular. But the Shaykh, because he's talking to the people, he's making dua for himself and the people who are in attendance. So he said, O Allah, rectify for us. Aslih lana deenana alladhi huwa usmatu amrina. The Shaykh, he is saying, yani he's, as I said, he is making the supplication in the plural, yani to include those who are present. May Allah rectify for us our deen. Our deen, that is the means of protection and preservation for all of our affairs. And rectify for us our dunya, yani our worldly life, which contains our life and our livelihood. And rectify for us our akhirah, yani our hereafter, which contains within it our return and resurrection and our eventual destination in the next life. And make our life, yani hayat, in this world, make it as a means or an increase in every good, every khair. And make our death as a means of rest, a raha, for us from every evil. And this supplication, as I said, is a brief supplication. It is five lines, and I don't want to distract you, but inshallah I'm going to pass this supplication around so that to help you to yani take it today and inshallah perhaps memorize it. Now, oh, there's somebody else. He's hidden. Tayyib. Naam, so as you can see, we have separated the supplication into five parts. Each one is one line with the Arabic texts, as well as the transliteration. If a person is in need of that, if you are not in need of it, read it from Arabic. Don't read the transliteration, and as well the translation. So this supplication, yani in the singular, as it's narrated in the hadith, is Allahumma aslih li dini, yani deen alladhi huwa usmat al-amri. Allahumma aslih li deen alladhi huwa usmat al-amri. O Allah, rectify for me my deen, that is my religious life, which is the means of protection and preservation for all of my affairs. Yani if a person memorizes this one line at a time, inshallah, at least today they can memorize one line, which is the most important line of the supplication. O Allah, rectify for me my deen, my religious life, which is the means of protection and preservation for all of my affairs. And the second line, wa aslih li, and these words are repeated, yani in the first three lines, aslih li, yani rectify for me, wa aslih li dunyaya allati fiha ma'ashi, and rectify for me my dunya, that is my worldly life, within which is my life and my livelihood. Wa aslih li, again for the third time these words are repeated, wa aslih li akhirati, akhirati allati fiha ma'adi, and rectify for me my akhirah, that is the matters related to my life in the hereafter, which will determine my destination after the return and resurrection of the dead. So the first three lines of the supplication, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma, O Allah, aslih li dini, rectify for me my deen, wa aslih li dunyaya, and rectify for me my dunya, wa aslih li akhirati, and rectify for me my akhirah. And these yani three lines encompass the most important part of the supplication, the rectification of one's religious life, and the rectification of one's worldly life, and the rectification of ones hereafter. And then the Prophet ﷺ ended the supplication with two lines, وَجْعَلِ الْحَيَاةَ زِيَادَةً لِي فِي كُلِّ خَيْرٍ, and make al-hayat, that is my life, a means of increase for me in every good thing. وَجْعَلِ الْمَوْتَ رَاحَةً لِي مِن كُلِّ شَرٍ, and make al-maut, that is my death, a means of rest for me from every evil. Yani make my life a means of increase, that as long as I live, it will just be an increase in good. And make my death as a rest from every evil. What yani more beautiful supplication could we yani hope for? The Shaykh in another place explains this supplication. He says this hadith contains one of the comprehensive supplications of the Prophet ﷺ, which is comprised of requesting from Allah rectification or uprightness of the deen, religious life, and the dunya, worldly life, and the akhirah, hereafter. He ﷺ began with the deen, the religious life, yani rectification of the religious life, since through uprightness in the deen, everything besides it is made good. This is the most important matter, the rectification of deen. And we should be reflecting, as we are discussing the meaning of this supplication, the great importance of it, and how much we are in need of this type of supplication. The saying of the Prophet ﷺ, O Allah, rectify for me my deen. Allahumma aslih li deeni, rectify for me my deen, that is my religious life, is a request for uprightness and correctness of one's religious life, and that is by granting me success in fulfilling the obligatory duties of the deen, observing its proper manners or etiquette, and all that it requires in the most perfect and complete manner. And this is achieved by Allah granting the person success and the ability to hold fast to the book, that is the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani this is achieved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting the person success and the ability to hold fast to the book and the Sunnah in accordance with the guidance of a Salaf as-Sali, the righteous predecessors. From among the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Tabi'een, the students of the companions, and Al-A'imma as-Salihin, the upright, righteous imams. In matters of i'tiqad, yani uprightness and success in holding fast to the book and the sunnah, in beliefs and creed, in ibadat, in acts of worship, in da'wah, in invitation to Allah, the Most High, and in general social behavior and manners dealing with the people. That we hold fast to the book of Allah in matters of aqidah, in matters of ibadah, in our da'wah, and in our affairs with the people, in all types of affairs with the people. And the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, rectify for me my deen, which is the means of protection and preservation for all of my affairs. Means that which I can hold fast to in all of my affairs. As Allah the Most High said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. In Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 103rd Ayat. And hold fast to the rope of Allah altogether. And do not separate into sects and parties. And this contains the indication that holding fast to the deen, yani holding fast to the religious guidance, in accordance with the correct methodology, the correct manhaj, this is a means of protection and preservation for the servant of Allah from the trials that lead astray and from falling into deviations and corruption in aqidah as well as in one's acts of worship. And likewise, this ayah contains the indication that neglect of the deen, neglect of religious guidance, leads to dissolution and ruin in all of one's affairs. As Allah the Most High says in Surah Al-Kahf, the 18th Surah, 28th Ayat, وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. And do not obey one whose heart we have sealed from our remembrance, and he follows his lower desires, and his affair is a total loss. And the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, and rectify for me my dunya, that is my worldly life. Wa aslih li dunyaya. Rectify for me my worldly life. This is a request for uprightness and rectification of the worldly affairs. And that is by giving him sufficiency in that which he is in need of. And that it be halal, lawful. And that it be a mu'een, a help and an aid to him. Yani his worldly life, the things that he earns in this world, to be a help and an aid to him in being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and rectify my dunya, my worldly life, within which is my life and my livelihood, means that this dunya is both the place where I will live and it is the time span of my life, how long I will live. And there is an indication in these words that people in this world will have a limited lifespan and a fixed amount of provisions, and that one will never die until he or she completes it. That is, until he or she lives out the fixed period of one's life and receives the fixed amount of one's provisions. Yani no person will be cut short in the lifespan that Allah has decreed for them. Rather, whatever Allah has decreed for them of time in this world, they will not leave here until their time is completed. Nor will anyone be cut short in the provisions or the sustenance that they will earn in this world. Rather, whatever Allah has decreed for them, they will receive it all, and they would not leave this world until they get it. And the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith and another hadith, that the angel Jibreel revealed to him, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَن تَمُوتَ that no soul would die hatta yastakmila ajalaha wa rizqaha, that no soul would die until it completes its life, yani whatever Allah has decreed for it, and its yani sustenance, what Allah has written for it. Therefore, we should fear Allah. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ فِي طَلَبْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي طَلَبْ الدُّنْيَا. Fear Allah and do well, do right in seeking the things of this world. That is, by taking from the halal and leaving the haram. So the Shaykh, he says, the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and rectify for me my akhirah, yani wa aslih li akhirati, and rectify for me or set right for me my akhirah, that is the matters related to the life and the hereafter. This is a request for rectification of the matters related to the next life, and the affairs of the akhirah being made upright and proper is through the kindness of Allah and His granting the person success through the ability to achieve sincerity, ikhlas, in one's obedience to Him, and husnul khatima, having a good end, that is dying upon a state of iman and tawheed, and then achieving the success of the permanent bliss in the Jannah, in the paradise. Yani a person, is their akhirah is set right, is rectified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy and His favor and His kindness, granting that person the success to be sincere in their worship and then to die upon a state of iman and be admitted into the paradise. The saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani rectify for me my akhirah, which would determine my destination after the return and resurrection of the dead, means that the akhirah is the place of my return and the time of my being sent back to Allah the Mighty and the Majestic. لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى, that He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, might punish those who do evil in accordance with that which they have done, and reward those who have done good with what is best, that is paradise. And this is mentioned in Surah An-Najm, 53rd Surah and 31st Ayat. And the Shaykh closes with these last two lines, yani from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and make al-hayat, that is my life, a means of increase for me in everything good. Waj'alil hayata ziyadatan li fi kulli khair, and make my life a means of increase for me in everything good, means make the length of my lifespan an opportunity and a cause for me to do the good things, whether it is from speech or actions. And in this is an indication that the length of the life of the Muslim servant of Allah is an incentive. Yani the longer the person lives, this should be an incentive for the increase in doing deeds of charity and righteousness and all kinds of goodness. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person long life, this should be a motivation for them to do more good, that it be a means of increase in good and not a means of increase in sin and wrongdoing and disobedience and corruption. The saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the last line of this supplication, waj'al al-mauta, waj'al al-mauta rahatan li min kulli shar, and make maut, yani my death, a means of rest for me from every evil, means, and make my death and my departure from the life of this world a means of rest for me from trials and tribulations and the tests of disobedience to Allah and ghafla, being unmindful of Allah and His commands and His prohibitions. And in these words is an indication that the believer will enjoy the height of rest and relaxation and achieve complete and perfect safety upon meeting his Rabb, yani his creator and owner and protector and provider, Azza wa Jalla, and at that time will be successful in achieving his magnificent reward and permanent bliss. And we ask Allah al-Kareem for his favor and his bounty and his blessings. And this supplication, as we can see, is indeed a comprehensive supplication from the comprehensive supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he has entailed in these five short lines. Yani each line not containing more than five or six words. He has contained all of what a person could possibly want to ask for the good of this world and the next life, and protection from the harms and evils of this world, and the punishment in the grave and in the hereafter. May Allah yani grant us success and the ability to memorize this supplication and to reflect upon its meaning and to recite it with sincerity on a regular basis as much as we can. So the Shaykh, after beginning with this supplication, he says that this dua, O brothers, is a tremendous dua that brings together within it every type of goodness. And it is comprehensive and all-inclusive of all the ways of goodness, the good of this world and the good of the hereafter, in this life and in death. And this great, tremendous supplication clearly points to the severe need of the worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life and all the time, the severe need for the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for him, and the tawfiq of Allah and the tasdeed of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the person success and give them correctness and the ability to do right in order to rectify and set right their deen, their religious life, and to rectify their dunya, their worldly life, and to rectify their akhirah, the hereafter. All of this will be achieved, and all of this will occur if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectifies for you yani these matters, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps you towards the rectification, the making correct and right, and benefit from your time, and grants you success and happiness in this world and the hereafter. All of this will occur and it will be achieved and it will be realized if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectifies your affairs and helps you to be successful in doing this. Without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to rectify your dunya, and you will not be able to rectify your deen, and you will not be able to rectify your hereafter. For this reason, the abd, the servant, worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is in dire need of the rectification from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for him in his deen and in his dunya and in his akhirah. Yani the slave, the worshipper of Allah, is in dire need of Allah's help for rectification of these affairs. And for this reason, this dua is all-encompassing, collecting together and all-inclusive of every type of khair, all of the ways of khair, and all of the means of khair. As we find in it, that we are asking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify for us for our deen, and rectify for us our dunya, and rectify for us our akhirah. وَهَكَذَا كَانَ يَدْعُوَ النَّبِيَّ الْكَرِيمُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And this is the manner in which the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to supplicate. This was the manner of his supplication. And the Shaykh, he says, therefore, when the Muslim supplicates with this tremendous supplication, لَا بُدَّ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ وَالْأَخْذْ بِالْأَسْبَابِ. And this is critical for every dua that a person makes. The Shaykh is saying here, this is a principle, this is a point of great, great importance, that when the Muslim supplicates with this tremendous dua, or any dua that we found from the Quran or from the Sunnah, لَا بُدَّ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ, it is of a necessity that you act, وَالْأَخْذْ بِالْأَسْبَابِ, and that you utilize the means for achieving that which you are asking for. Yani it's not sufficient that the person just asks Allah, give me this and give me that and do this for me and do that, without doing something yourself. Rather, it's incumbent upon you to act in the way that can achieve these things and then ask Allah's help to make you successful in doing it. But rather, if a person just asks Allah, rectify my deen, and then they're reckless and careless about their deen, what kind of supplication is this? If a person asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify their worldly affairs, and they don't do nothing in their worldly affairs, they just expect sustenance to come down from the sky like rain, what kind of supplication is this? How can a person ask Allah to rectify their akhirah, and they haven't sent anything ahead for their akhirah? So the Shaykh is saying that when the Muslim supplicates with this tremendous dua, this magnificent dua, then it is of necessity that the person act upon this and that they utilize the means to achieving that which they ask for. And this is as the Prophet ﷺ said in another hadith, إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَنْ يَنْفَعُكَ وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Be eager and diligent in seeking that which benefits you and seek help from Allah. Yani do something yourself to achieve the good that you are looking for, and then ask Allah's help, and ask Allah's help in doing it. But don't just ask Allah's help and you don't do anything yourself. So this dua is asking Allah's help. This is the asking of Allah's help and seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani this part of the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ihris ala ma yanfa'uka, be eager and diligent in seeking that which is of benefit to you, and ask Allah's help. So the dua is asking Allah's help, and what remains is what? Your hirs, you being eager and diligent in seeking the good of this world and the good of the next. So the dua, this is asking Allah's help, and this is seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا بُدَّ مَعْهُ مِنْ فِعْلَ الْأَسْبَابِ. But along with this asking Allah's help, it is necessary that you act upon the means, the causes through which you can achieve that which you're asking for. لَا بُدَّ لِلْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَفْعَلَ الْأَسْبَابَ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ. So it is necessary for the person, for the worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they act in accordance with the legislative means. Yani the lawful means, the Islamic ways that Allah has legislated for us to achieve whatever good we are seeking, or to protect ourselves from whatever evil that we fear. It is necessary that the person utilize, act according with the legislative means through which is the rectification of a person of his deen and the rectification of his dunya and the rectification of his akhirah, based upon that which has been made clear in the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the sunnah of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what are the legislative means? They are made clear to us in the book and the sunnah. Whoever wants to achieve anything good in this world, it is incumbent upon them to seek the legislative means, the ways that Allah has legislated for us to achieve those things, whether it is achieving some good or protection from some harm or some evil. And these means are made clear to us in the book and in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam. So, yani I'll go through one further point of what the Shaykh has said here and then we'll stop. Yani the Shaykh, he goes on to say, so our discussion tonight, O brothers, is concerning time and its importance. And this supplication, which we have just mentioned, which I have began with, it is suitable and appropriate and befitting. Yani it is suitable for the subject of our discussion tonight. The discussion being what? This supplication is suitable to what discussion? The time, the importance of time in the life of a Muslim. Because the rectification of our time and what comes as a result of that, as a result of rectification of our time, are many great results and many ripe fruits in this world and in the hereafter. Yani whoever's time is set aright, is corrected and rectified, then the result of this... No. Then the result of this will be many tremendous yani results and ripe fruits in the world and the hereafter. لابد فيه من عون الله. But it is necessary in order for a person to achieve any of this that they have help from Allah and the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, yani the help of Allah and His yani granting us correctness of action and success in what we attempt to do. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps you and He prepares for you the means for the rectification of your time and the safekeeping of your time and the preservation of your time and the protection of your time from evil, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps you and makes ready for you and prepares for you the means for the rectification of your time and its protection and preservation, then you will have achieved the affair. Yani you will have achieved, if Allah helps you, you will have achieved the affair of rectification of your time and you will have benefited from your time. As far as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abandons the abd, the person, the human being, and leaves you to yourself, and Allah does not help you, then one's time will be lost and wasted, and one's days will be wasted, and one's days will go away without any benefit whatsoever from that time. And that person will stand before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and they would have wasted their life away. They would have wasted their dunya in that which will not bring them near to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And for this reason, O brothers, from the most important, great and tremendous foundations concerning this topic, that is, the rectification of time and benefiting from it, from the most important foundations concerning this, principles concerning this, is al-lujoo ila Allah azza wa jalla fi kulli waqt, that a person seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Yani from the important principles of a person being able to yani benefit from their time is that a person seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. For when the Muslim seeks refuge in his Rabb tabaraka wa ta'ala to rectify for him his time and to fill his life and his time with goodness, and to yani remove him from the causes of wasting of time and of a person's time yani just getting away from him without any benefit and without it bringing back to him yani the wasting of time in such a way that it brings back to him harm in his deen, in his dunya, and in akhirah, in order for this to happen, for a person to get benefit from their time and their time to be filled with good, and that they avoid wasting time and that their time be lost or that their time is wasted in that which brings them harm, la budda lil abd an yu'alliq qalbahu billahi azza wa jalla fi kulli shay'in. Yani it is a necessity that the person connect his heart to Allah the Mighty and the Majestic in everything, so that he will achieve yani good fortune and happiness in this world and in the hereafter. Yani seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connecting one's heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And I will stop here with this. The Shaykh says, and for this reason, many prophetic supplications, yani there are many supplications from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which contain in it yani the supplication or the asking for refuge in Allah Jalla wa Ala, yani for the rectification of one's affairs and the correctness of speech and the completion and perfection of one's deeds and being far removed from slips and errors and mistakes. To other than that, in the many supplications from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani there are many supplications from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking, seeking refuge in Allah. Yani seeking shelter, protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that a person can correct their affair and that their speech will be correct and that their actions will be completed and that they will be saved from slipping and errors and mistakes. And other than this, seeking refuge in Allah for every matter that a person can seek refuge in. And the Shaykh, and we'll stop here with his supplication. He said, I ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to correct for me and for you, to set right, to rectify for me and for you our time. And that He guide all of us to the straight way. And that He remove us and distance us from the fitin, the trials and tribulations that cause people to go astray, that which is obvious from it and that which is hidden. And this is where we'll stop for today, inshallah, and tomorrow we'll try to complete this. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there's any question or any correction or any comment, we still have a few minutes, inshallah, before the time of prayer. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Naam, successful Muslim, true successful Muslim. Naam. Yani this is one of the keys, that a person doesn't waste their time. So the Shaykh, this topic is important because many people become losers because of wasting their time. As we mentioned in the previous subject, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and probably the Shaykh will mention it here, naam, he said that there are two blessings, two bounties, two favors that most people are at a loss in them. نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونَ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. Many of the people lose out on these two blessings. السِّحَّة وَالْفَرَاغ. Yani good health and spare time. Many people are losers in reference to these two matters. Many people are losers because what? Because they didn't take advantage of their good health. And they didn't take advantage of their spare time. So a person realizing the importance of time and utilizing their time properly and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help to protect and preserve our time so that it be used in good and that it not be used in those things that bring us harm is indeed a cause of success. And the person who wastes their time inevitably is going to be a loser.
Sheikh, so in light of that, how would you balance your time between, say, you have a wife and you got to spend time with her.
No.
You have children.
No.
Spend time for them. And, okay, say, enjoy some of the time. Just, you know, going out, just enjoying some time in itself.
No.
What would you say, man? Just this doing nothing?
No. No. Well, I mean, the balance of the time, yani balancing one's time, is giving everyone their rights. Giving everyone their rights. Yani a man has a wife, his wife has rights over him. Man has children, children have rights over him. Man has to make a living. Yani making a living also requires time. But the one who has most right over us in our time is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the balance is that a person gives their wife and their children and their livelihood some time. But the purpose for which we have been created is not for our wives and our children and our jobs. Rather, we have been created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person spends some time with their wife and their children and their livelihood, then that is correct. That's right. That's proper. That's incumbent upon them. But however, we can't, the problem is not that we spend time with them or that we spend time making a living, but rather that we spend all of our time in that and we forget about Allah. That's the problem. Allah has more right that we spend our time in that which He has legislated for us. So from that, of course, is giving time to your family and giving time to making a living, a lawful living. Na'am. That's part of what Allah has legislated. But the most important purpose for which we have been created is to worship Allah. So a person has to make sure that seeking the things of the world or the pleasures yani of the world, with one's family or children or whatever, that it doesn't distract the person from the main purpose for which we was created, and that is to worship Allah. So the Prophet ﷺ said to Hanzara radiallahu anhu, when he saw himself as being a hypocrite, because he said when he was with the Prophet ﷺ that he used to, it was as though we see the paradise in front of us with our eyes, and as though we see the hellfire in front of us with our eyes. When we go back home and we're with our family and with our children and making our living, yani our iman goes down. So he said, yani Hanzala, he said about himself that he has become a hypocrite. He felt like he was a hypocrite because he was feeling one way with the Prophet ﷺ and another way after he left the Prophet and just went with his worldly affairs. And the Prophet ﷺ said to him, Sa'atan, Sa'atan, ya Hanzala, Sa'atan, Sa'atan. Yani there's a time for this and a time for that. There's a time for making a living, and there's a time for having fun with your family, and there's a time for worshipping Allah. But the main time is for the worship of Allah. And those things can become acts of obedience to Allah if they are put in their perspective and put in their place. And that we realize that these things are secondary. But the primary affair is the worship of Allah. And these things can distract us from the worship of Allah. And this is what we have to be careful of. That we don't become distracted in making our living, distracted from worship of Allah. So that a person doesn't find time to make salah in the course of a day. They don't have the ability to pray in jama'ah in the masjid. And they are men. And men are responsible to pray in jama'ah. They don't have time to learn their deen. To study, to open the Quran, to read, to memorize something from the Quran. To learn the aqidah, to learn the sunnah, to learn the worship, how to do it. They don't have time for this. Because what? Because they're too busy with the other affairs. This is the problem. This is the problem. Not that a person spend time making a living, that's not a problem. But that they spend so much time making a living that they can't make it to the masjid. People are absent from the masjid for days and weeks and months because they're making a living. Making a living is lawful, na'am. But when a person can't come to the masjid and pray in jama'ah, there's something wrong with that. When a person can't come to the masjid and learn their deen, there's something wrong with that. This means that their time is not being yani spent in the proper manner. So the balance is given everyone and everything is right. But Allah has the most right. And we have to keep the focus yani on the purpose for which we were created. And we were not created for any other reason except to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب إن شاء الله we stop here. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.